Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for roughly about 50, 55 minutes today. I have an interesting guest in so many ways. I've known this young man for many years when was what they used to say, knee-high to a grasshopper. But now he's at Taconic High School. He's in the broadcast programming and at other things. His name is Brandon Beals, and he's just one of the I want to start spotlighting the good kiddos. And I've been talking to having Brandon on since, well, he was at St. Mary's Grammar School. He's now a junior at Taconic.
Senior.
Oh,
senior. Yeah, senior this year.
Yeah, I got to get straight here. I'm telling you. He's a senior, which means he'll be leaving next year. But what he does, and he's in the with Mr. Choquette, who let me give your teacher a plug, Brendan.
Oh, of course.
Mr. Choquette is worth every dime they pay him. I've had the good fortune of being out there once a month through the year broadcasting this program from Taconic High School, their studios. And I will tell you, I met a lot of people in this industry, but none like Mr. Choquette. So I hope and pray he stays and go forward. Now, Brendan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I do a lot for community engagement throughout Berkshire County, but I'll start for what please. I do here at school. I have been a big part of Taconic TV. You can see the beautiful set behind me for it, which is our local broadcast journalism that we do for in school. We also have, I think it's on PCTV as well.
Yes, it is.
But we do our announcements in the morning, and we also do different video packages, very similar to a real news broadcast like CNN or WTEN. I have been a head anchor of this one for around 2 years. I think I'm going on a third this year. And it's been one of the best parts about coming to school every morning is being able to work with such state-of-the-art equipment and such a wonderful teacher, as you were talking about before.
Yeah. And you're also, I mean, you do much more at Taconic. I mean, you're into a lot of stuff. And the Colonial, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. This is my second year as president of the Taconic Theater Department. I have been in all of the shows in my high school career. We started with Mamma Mia two or 3 years ago. It's hard to keep track at this point. But this year I am the president again, and we have a lot of great stuff lined up. Last year we had Hades Town come to our stage, which was one of the first high schools in the area to do it after the rights got released. And I played Hades, and that one, if you had seen it, was a whole lot of fun.
So, and you're at the Colonial too. You're in productions down there.
Yeah. Last year, I was in the production of Matilda Jr. I played Mr. Wormwood, Matilda's dad, who's a little bit scary, a little bit funny. I really enjoyed that. But along with my performances at the Colonial, I also work a lot behind the scenes. Actually, next week on Saturday, I am doing follow spots for the Rhapsody show, the music of Queen. And I work all over the place in all different aspects there. And it's been a really great learning experience and also really great working environment.
Brent, how did you get into like this particular career track, I'm going to say, because it's a wide track for you. It's not just theater. It's broadcasting. It's news. What drew you to this?
I think it really stems from the way that I was brought up. Both of my parents were/are theater teachers within the county. My dad had taught at Herberg Theater. He was the theater teacher there for a number of years. And my mother is the director of education at Berkshire Theater Group. So with both of their artistic backgrounds, I had grown up going to like the Clark Art Museum on the weekends and learning all about the different culture behind it. And I think that really gave me a love for what we have locally, but also wanting to know more about the arts and different things around here. So I had gone through doing theater. My first production, I was a hyena in The Lion King at Berkshire Theater Group. I want to say 2018. So I've been doing this for quite a bit. And that was like the first real show that I performed on stage. And I just fell in love with like performing and being in front of people and communicating a story in that way. And I had looked at Taconic as one of the big options for me because I had heard that this program was in development to be, at the time I applied for it, it was Video and Performing Arts. We've recently rebranded to Multimedia Production and Broadcast, where you're on camera doing this, as you can see me at the news desk now with my mug and everything.
Me too.
And
Part of the training, you come with a mug.
yeah, now that's it. We got the next anchor. He's picking out a mug right now. It's going to be quite the event. But I really loved the art of performing. I thought it was just such a transcending experience that I've been trying to do it as much as I can, as many times as I can while I'm here. And then for my future plans, I also plan on some sort of performing as well.
I am so pleased with Dr. McCandless and myself and some others. We really tried to save that program and out there at Taconic, save the radio station, do all this stuff. But the state was dead. Oh, there's no future. There's not the and I had done research, did a mock curriculum, but it's back. Thank God it's back. It's back with full force. You got a lot of kids in the program, and there's a ton of opportunities in broadcast, in theater, in all kinds of things.
I had the opportunity. I'm the first class, me and another student, Cody, who's really great at what he does. We are the first class for this particular program at Taconic. And in the years since it's been announced and been released, we've had more and more students coming in to seize the opportunity to work with the equipment and learn all that there is to know from Mr. Chiquette and our teacher, Mr. Dumais.
Oh, Bob Dumais? Is that his first name, Bob?
Rob Dumais.
Rob,
Yep, he's our second teacher.
another really talented person in this field. You're going to learn so much from the both of them.
Oh, I've already learned so much this year, and we've only been back for a week.
And interestingly enough, when we would go out there on that once a month thing from WTBR, we do this show from there live. And I will tell you, I was so impressed with the knowledge because for the listeners and viewers, the students produced and directed the program. And I will tell you, they did a magnificent job. And really and truly, and it's a tribute to their teachers and all that they do. So what have you found the most challenging in that program?
Most challenging, it's working on a news broadcast like Taconic TV is so different from what theater is and what I'd done previously. Obviously, there's some skills that translate over, like talking in front of others, but it's truly the different beast entirely with a whole different, you don't have to worry about like which system you're using, what cameras you're using. And for this, it's what's so important to be both behind the scenes and in front of the scenes to know how everything works so you can put it together. So the biggest learning curve for me was getting behind all the technical aspects for it, for like the microphones and the cameras, and learning how to put those all together to create a show.
And the scope of this program is unbelievable. It's from technical production to being on stage, kind of, or being on air. And you're one of the first group to go through and master this. And for the listeners and viewers, while this looks kind of easy, you really have to have a presence to, not that I do, but he does, to transmit the feelings and news or whatever you're doing. Otherwise, it's just somebody reading to you off a script or a mo you know, a monitor. Oh, it's gonna rain today. And I've seen those real live broadcasts too.
Yeah.
And then we'll circle back to here. But what are your goals when you leave Taconic this year?
My goals? Well, I am applying to colleges right now. I'm in the process. I'm hoping to get all my applications out by the end of October. I am applying to five schools. I think I'm doing two for early application. I'm applying to Syracuse, specifically the Newhouse program for film.
That's
And I'm also looking at Ithaca College and their film program as well to start off. And then I have three other schools, which are all in Boston. I'm looking at Boston University, Northeastern, and Emerson College.
cool. Cool. Well, I said this to some people, including your mother. You are mature beyond your years, and it you're while you're a successful young man, you put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, I try to put my best foot forward with everything and really put my 110% to make everything the
Yeah.
best it can be.
What do you find the most rewarding thing with this program you're in?
I find the most rewarding thing to be the recognition from everybody within the school. I feel so good when other people can watch what I've produced and see that they were recognized within the show. We have a
Yeah.
segment on our show called Sports Corner, where we recognize it's
Watch
similar
it.
to like ESPN or something like that, where we recognize all the great student athletes at Taconic, and we have posts like clips from the games, things like that. And I've had overwhelming positive feedback about how they feel seen, and it feels like a new, real new show that they're being represented on, and they feel really good about it. And being able to show all the different great things that happen here is truly one of my favorite things because there's so much that you wouldn't see if we didn't put it out, and there's so much that you still don't see. And being able to just share a little bit of that light on all the great things that we do here is, I think, the most rewarding part.
How have you felt? How have you seen, is a better term or a better question, your own skills develop?
Oh, I'd say within the past 2 years, they've developed tenfold from where they previously were. I say that one of my biggest skills that I've improved on with my time at Taconic is my public speaking skills. A lot of it stems from theater, of course, but my
Course.
English teachers here, along with having the opportunity to be at this desk,
Yeah.
has truly made it so I feel no fear getting up and talking in front of people. And I actually have an example just last week, with the convocation for all the teachers here at Taconic,
Right.
or in Pittsfield Public Schools as a whole,
Right.
I had gotten up and spoken on a panel for all the teachers to talk about my experiences at Pittsfield Public Schools and just get like a bit, it was almost like a pep rally for teachers. I didn't really know what it was
Yeah.
before that, but it was really awesome to get up in front of all of them and
Yeah.
inspire them from a student perspective for the new school year.
And those kinds of skills. Now, you're also on in the theater a lot. I mean, you've been in a lot of productions. I predict you're going to be in a lot more.
Hopefully.
What? Well, yeah, pays the bills. Tell me when you how. Because here's what people ask when I have actors on. They want to know, how do you get into the role? How do you become the role you're portraying? And what techniques do you use?
That it's a there's such it's a loaded question. I'd say one of the first things that I go when looking at a role, I'll use Hades for an example from
Okay.
Hadestown. That was the most recent production I'd been a part of. And Hades as a character in this show, it tells the story of Orpheus and Eurydice. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Greek myth.
I went to
And
school with them.
it's this story of like love and loss and protecting what you hold, but also like looking for the future and seeing the brightness on what the world could be. And Hades is the villain of this story. So finding the place where you have to think about what motives the character has and why they think the way that they do. And it was really inspiring to keep like a journal of like what this character would have thought throughout the show on what they were thinking. And it's silly to say out loud, but like journaling about what your character might be going through in a certain moment throughout the show can help you touch in with what they would be feeling or the character would be feeling at that moment. I'd say that's one of the best
Wow.
tips I hear.
And again, acting is being another person and convincing the people in the chairs to pay to see you be the other person that you're that person. You
Yeah.
know, and I have seen you perform because, you know, the Polish princess and I, we like to go to those performances simply because the Colonial Theater in their youth programs, they do such a wonderful job at getting kids on the stage. But also, I have to take my hat off to Shakespeare and Company. Who come to Taconic and do a lot of work at Taconic.
Yeah, we haven't reached out with Shakes and Co. for a while, but my freshman year I was able to do the production of Julius Caesar, and seeing how a different theater company works outside of the one that I'm used to was really awesome.
So, as you're saying, you're going to school, you're going to try to, you know, expand your career and your knowledge in college. What is it if they ask you in your interview for college, what is the one thing you want to get out of college?
One thing in this industry, it's about, they always say it's about who you know, not what you know. I, of course, am looking to learn more about the art of like film and transitioning to that.
Okay.
But I have some connections, and I know the Newhouse School is really great for building those connections. They, I think they call it the Orange Network or something. I'm not, I need to do my research a little bit further, but it's building those connections and finding those people in the industry that can help me get to the place that I'd like to be.
And you know, you're a young man, but you're, don't take this as an offense, you're a very mature man. No, and I mean that from my heart. I watched you grow up. I watched you with you interact with your dad, your mom, your, I was going to say a little sister, but she's not so little anymore. And you bring that, in my opinion, you bring all of those good things to where you are right now, sitting at that desk.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for the way that being able to be brought up in the Berkshire, surrounded by so much culture, and my parents who introduced me to all of it, I think really led to me to be in this position that I am today, where I have an understanding of further in the arts than a lot of other people do at my age.
When you like look at a news story, how do you look at it? Like I when I interview, like, say, politicians, even if I wouldn't vote for them, they have the right to be interviewed on TV, and I believe that with my whole heart. And I try to stay right in the middle. I try to not waver one way or the other. When you're interviewing somebody like that, say a person that you probably wouldn't, you know, go have a coffee with, but how do you do it, and how would you do it if you haven't done it? I guess that's the question.
I'm trying to think. I wouldn't say that there's someone that I've innately disagreed with that I've interviewed, but if I were to go out, for all my interviews, I try to research as much as I can about the topic that we're doing so I can be somewhat informed and ask engaging questions other than what is this? And coming at them with an open mind and a little bit of information, but not the full story, is the way that I find where I can learn the most and also bring what I learned to the interview,
Excellent.
like the actual final product of the interview, and help the audience learn the most as well in a constructive manner rather than just either attacking a point or agreeing with a point.
You know, you mentioned earlier on, you do preparation, and I excuse me, I have found, even for this, I have my little telephone here with all my questions. You have to prepare. You just, I watch some people, and you know when you're watching them, they're just winging it. And to me, that's unfair to the audience. You know, there was a wonderful guy, he's passed now. His name was Bob Burke. And you keep this in the back of your head because I remember it, and I don't remember where I parked the car. So, and he said this, what if you're on radio, you have to be consistent. So at 12 o'clock, when they turn that dial, they better hear your voice. And you consistent, and also you have to be entertaining. You have to bring, and that doesn't mean being a fool. It means having good guests, and like you guys do at Taconic. You know, you're appealing to your audience. And I'll never forget those two things, because when I first got started, Bob had been on radio for several years, and he was very good at it. And he said, consistency is the noontime, they turn, they hear your voice, and then entertaining. And I give that to you to take to wherever you go. But
Thank you.
and I know you'll go very far. We media today, in my opinion, needs to become more intellectually honest, I guess. I don't, I probably, but so we're gonna go to a break here in a few minutes, but before we do, what are your hopes? What do you want to, you're gonna go to college. You want to get, you know, maybe more to the film. And where do you want to be when you're my age? 78.
I don't think I've thought that far ahead just yet.
Okay.
I'm
Well, let's hope not, because I got socks older than you are. I got them on.
I have been one of my biggest cultural like things that I really love and look up to is Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And I know it's a little bit odd for someone my age to be so far into the show, but I love everything that it's about. I love the how rigorous the process is to create the show. I love the culture around the show. And one of my big dream goal, my dream job is to one day work on that show. The biggest dream is to host Weekend Update, which is a big feat, but I feel like I'm on a good track to get there. I'm already at a news desk as it is. So
Yeah.
working on Saturday Night Live is definitely up there for me. I've gone to New York, seen the studio. It's
Oh,
and just
wow.
being a part of that in any capacity, I think it's such a cultural phenomenon that I want to be a part of.
Yeah, and don't you think too that as your generation, you've come up, you especially have experienced COVID, loss, success, challenges. I think you're going to bring a different a different era. I really believe that. I'm not at Taconic very often, but what I am so impressed with the people there, the teachers, but also the students. They're much more mature than when I was in high school, but there are people who say I'm 78 years old and still haven't grown up. But that's okay. The industry, if you can get in the door, and that's all you, that's your first goal, get in the door. And then really with your talent, your personality, and your knowledge, you're gonna do very well in school, very well in the world.
Thank you.
Well, no, it's what I've watched you grow up, you know, and you've had challenges in your life, and you've overcome them, not easily, but you've overcome them. So one other question I had to ask you, and I think for the viewers, you go and explain the program.
The
You're in,
program.
yeah, because you have academics too, and you're in a
Yes.
lot of honors courses.
Yeah, well, the way like CTE programs as a whole at Taconic.
Yeah.
All right. So it The freshman process changes from year to year, but I'll explain what it was when I was a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
And it was every single day you'd take it for, well, the schedule at Taconic, I'll start there because that's a behemoth within itself. We have two different days, a green day and a gold day for our school colors. And in each of those days, you have four classes each. So periods 1 through 4 are on a green day, and 5 through 8 are on a gold day. And we alternate on weeks. Right now, my shop week is landing on a green week. So what a freshman shop week would look like is their first two periods, so around, I think, an hour, not an hour and a half, a 3 hour block is set aside for them every day so they can look and find. They go to each program until they're ready to make a decision. And this process takes, I think around till February or March, where they have a week in every single program, look at it, see what it's about, see if they see themselves there, and really get to know the program, the teachers within the program. And then when it comes to make that decision, we're sent a form and we pick our top three choices. And most of the time, you get what you picked. I, of course, picked this program, and that's where I am. And you take that, and along with the program that you're choosing, you also have to focus on your classes. My freshman year, I had an AP course along with all honors courses. So having the balance between working in a trade and working on your academics is something that you learn at Taconic that you don't really think about initially, but having the skill to multitask, like real tradesmanship and real academics at the same time, is something that I feel like it isn't talked about enough, and what we do at Taconic, because it's truly a gift to be working simultaneously in the field and on your like English course, for example.
Yeah, and I concur with you 200%. I don't think people understand the intensity of the Taconic programs, the vocational, because it's yes, you're learning a skill, but then you got to put on a different hat, on a green or gold, whatever it is. They'd find me walking in the hallways, going, "Where am I? What am I?" Well, they do find me walking in the hallways now. That's why they always send an escort down for me. And then you got to put on that academic hat. And in your cases, and be proud. How many courses are you taking that are honors or above?
I'm taking all honors courses, actually. No, I have two honors courses, one AP course, and then I'm TAing a theater course this year as well.
We'll talk when we come back from the break about what TA means. And I know this one lady. She hangs around the Colonial a lot, kind of reddish hair. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
She's
I've met her
very,
before.
you know who I'm talking about? She's very proud of that. And I am too, because again, you're a young man who has faced challenge and loss and suffering, and you've overcome it. And you know, in the military, they had a saying, improvise and overcome. And you are, in my opinion, a living example of it. We're going to take a break. For those people that are, please stay tuned. This is the future, and I mean this from my heart and my soul. This young man represents so many others that are the future of this country. We hear about the bad and the challenged, but we never hear about the good and the successful. And there's so many that come out of Taconic in a police, the not police department, they're in the trades, and they're just making wonderful livings and being good citizens. And I applaud them, and I applaud Brendan. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting at PCTV channel 1301 Spectrum Cable. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, hey, we are back. The good-looking guy, his name is Brendan Beals, Brendan, and he is, he's a senior at Taconic High School. He's in the broadcasting, and he'll tell you the official name of it. As you can tell, that's his studio. As you can tell, this is my studio. And he's an amazing young man, mature beyond his years. He's really into it. He's applying to colleges. But I wanted to have him on. I met him several years ago when he was doing a play at the Colonial. And hats off to the Colonial for their youth theater and all the people involved with that, Kathy Jo Grover, David Adkins, all the people involved in the education piece. I just think Allison Mahilly Bales is the head of it. I almost forgot that. And this guy, same name. You got it?
Yeah, same. Coincidence, I guess.
But all kidding aside, Taconic High School, this program, some of you probably know this because you watch this program every morning. But we, before the school break, summer break, we were going out once a month to do the show live from Taconic. And the students produced and directed the show. And as I spoke in the beginning of this show, I would be remiss if we didn't really cheer for and thank Mr. Choquette, who is the teacher of this program. And now we got a new teacher. Who, Brendan?
Mr. Dumay.
Mr. Rob Dumay, another wonderful professional. So these kiddos are getting the best of the best. And Brendan is perfect example. Now, you produce your own. Tell us about the show that Taconic does.
Yeah, so we're reworking our show a little bit to be less of a variety show and more have the Thunder Report be strictly news. Okay. We have our news go out every Friday morning, and what happens is there's an email link sent out to every teacher in the school, so every student tunes in to Taconic TV on Friday mornings and gets to watch our show as part of their class. And that's one of my favorite things about it, is that everyone sees it and everyone is up to date with what we do. Along with that, we also have different things that go out on our platform. Taconic TV is the YouTube channel. And we're this year experimenting with putting different types of content out other than just the Thunder Report. Some examples, we did a little bit of it last year. Are you familiar with the interview show Hot Ones? Sean Evans, he interviews big celebrities with spicy wings, and they do the question and they eat the wings at the same time.
Oh, wow.
It's a really awesome show. And it was such a great experience to be. I directed a show last year, a dinner theater piece called Death of a Hot Sauce Salesman. And the idea of incorporating hot sauce in some way into an advertisement is something that stuck out to me. So I did a little bit of an emulation of this show. I called it The Hot Seat. And it took months of preparation to put together. I had to have waivers for the hot sauce, all of that. And it ended up being a great piece. We put a snippet, like a 2-minute version, into our show, but then I also uploaded the full version to our YouTube channel as well.
And for listeners and viewers out there, because some of them, just explain how they can find it on your show on YouTube.
Yeah. So if you type into your browser, youtube.com/DaConicTV, it'll bring you right to our homepage where we have all of our videos that have gone out over the past, I want to say 5 or 6 years is wow. How long this, I've only been a part of it for, this is going on 3, but 5 or 6 years, the show has been happening pretty consistently every Friday throughout the school year. So there's a lot up there for school news and all highlighting all this great stuff that happens.
And also their show airs on PCTV.
Yes, it sure does. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just drew a blank on the time and I had it and I can't see it. Just too far away for me to read it. But I will make an announcement on my Facebook. The for the kiddos that are interested, while this looks easy, it's not. I'll let you expand that. How preparation, how pre-interview research, all these things are important to the success of the overall show.
Yeah. I'll use my interview with Dr. Bishop last year as an example for this one. He was the principal of DaConic my freshman and sophomore year, but last year he had moved up to the interim assistant superintendent and had left DaConic for a brief period. He's back now as the principal, and we're all very grateful to have him.
Yes.
But during this time,
great guy.
He was working at the Mercer building, working at admin, and I had the opportunity to bring him to our studio and interview him about what he's doing, what he's up to. And before the interview, I'd scoured every Berkshire Eagle article, iBerkshires, all that, to find the information on what he was doing. I, truth be told, didn't know exactly what an interim assistant superintendent was. I looked into it, found everything that I could about it. And then once I felt I was in a good place to talk to him, I reached out, asked him to schedule a time. We ended up working something out and we interviewed. It was a really good interview. I think the full version is also posted on our YouTube channel as well. And just being able to really look at what I was talking about before and finding out, because a lot of the student body didn't know exactly what had happened with that situation, myself included. So being able to answer those questions for the school as a whole is what I aim to do with that. I think it got across pretty well.
And how much preparation time did that take?
This specific interview, I'd say there was around 2 weeks of emailing, scheduling before we found a time that worked. He's obviously a very busy man,
busy too.
And we had to accommodate to him. But I'd say 2 weeks of preparation around to make something like that happen.
Yeah, and again, going back to when we had the old studio at DaConic, which was... In the old days, the old studio was basically a former storage room. So you could literally go like this and touch both walls. but now it's been over at PCTV and just a magnificent studio. Just you can see it. It was always, to me, a cornerstone of DaConic, and it kind of broke my heart when the state, in its infinite wisdom, didn't feel there was a need for that. And here now, if they ever have an open house at DaConic, I implore you to go. I implore you to go and see this school. Never mind what you watch on TV in the meetings and the reading the Beagle. Really and truly, they have open houses, please go and see. This studio that they have is second to none. Kiddos are learning, they're learning on the most modern, up-to-date equipment in the industry, right?
Yeah, we have had some people come in, some from the Eagle, some from PCTV, and they've seen our studio, and some things, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it's so incredibly similar to the actual hardware that we have is very similar to like a local CNN station or New York WTEN. It's very similar to the stuff that they're working with on the regional level.
Yeah, and to me, now talk of there's a production piece. It's all this technical stuff, which I don't touch. When I'm in the studio, I have to wear mittens because they told me you only touch these three buttons. Put your mittens on. but what about the academic side of this, of not just the school, but this particular program, the academics?
Some academics behind this specific program, I find, is the writing portion of it. It's, well, you have to write for pretty much everything that you produce. There has to be some sort of script.
Yeah.
And I think my writing skills have really improved over the past couple of years with having the opportunity to write out the script, what I'm doing. And I've seen it translated towards my English courses, my other essays I've had to write have all benefited from having so much time. And you're not even thinking about like, oh, this is for a grade, this specific writing. Right. It's more you're trying to convey a story through your writing and then put it to the screen. And conveying the story is one of the biggest parts here. And it just sort of happens naturally once you get into the program and continue working with it. It really improves your writing skills.
Yeah, it was one of the things that I had put in this draft curriculum was just that. And how do you conduct your research? I know it's probably different than me because don't paint. I still use a library, but that's okay.
Well, for a lot of what we do here, it's a lot of local and current.
Exactly.
So, a couple of the big resources I use, I'll use our Sports Corner segment on our Thunder Report for an example. I look at every single outlet from Berkshire Eagle, iBerkshire, on their Instagram, on the actual website, and then Instagram and actual website are the two big sources I use. Instagram more so for like taking video from them and being able to incorporate it, showing highlights. But the statistics from the games are typically posted to highlights of what had happened at the games. So going out and looking at other local journalism around to find that. Along with this, you also have to take into the culture that everyone has a camera in their back pocket nowadays. So if you know where to look and find people who are posting footage from it or people posting things online, they using that as well to find what was the general, like, what was the vibe of the event at the time, or what was happening behind the scenes that you might not see from a Berkshire Eagle article. So looking both at like the really professional and also like a student perspective of the event.
Oh, that's an interesting twist, the student perspective. That's really, you caught me off guard, which it's usually my nap time, but that's a very mature, the student perspective. And so when you do your programs, you're like say your Taconic News, it's tailored to Taconic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that I strive to do is building connections throughout the whole building. Obviously, we focus on what's going on in our shop. But I have really strived to build connections with all the students and teachers in the building. So if there is an interesting story, or say, last year I am really good buddies with the captains of the soccer team, and I was able to bring them in for an interview talking about how their season was going, and getting that perspective from a student who's really living the action along with what's posted elsewhere, it rounds out the story in a way that isn't really seen in those bigger articles, but we find it right here at Taconic.
And isn't it interesting too, how has this affected your being on air and all? How has it affected your personal life?
I there's no negative side that I can think of immediately. It's been a lot of people seeing me in the hallway, knowing who I am. It's almost feeling like a little local celebrity in a couple of ways. it's people recognizing you, and once people are comfortable enough, people coming to you with stories instead of you having to search them out, or people coming to you with different projects. I also do a little bit of graphic design and photography along with the writing and producing this show. And people come to me to help them with their graphic design for like a sports Instagram or for the Taconic Theater Instagram and things like that. So it's building those connections within the building and being able to, it makes Taconic feel more homely to me anyways, is having that connection with everybody, not just like a couple people.
Right. Well, it's like a family out there. I still once a month go out with a high school, junior high school chum of mine, two of them actually. For the people just tuning in, Brendan, he's also been big in theater. Brendan, if you just do like a little bit of a recap, how did you get into it? His mom and dad, but what made you want to do it? Because it's a lot of work.
Oh, there's two productions that come to mind for me in why I wanted to do theater. I'll mention the first one, which was Berkshire Theater Group's production of Music Man. I had seen that show almost 30 times when it was at the Colonial, and it was one of the first times where I really like understood what theater was all about and conveying that story through song, dance, things like that. And I knew that I wanted some part of that as well. And the second one is Berkshire Theater Group's touring production. This year they are doing Showtime with Shakespeare, based on the Magic Treehouse book, turned into a musical. Yeah. And what this touring production does is they go out to elementary schools within the county, but also as far out as like Boston. Right. And they bring this show, they pack it all in one van, and they bring these actors in. And the great thing about these productions in particular is that these actors are my age or could be younger than me. And
younger, yeah.
Seeing someone that's around your age or close to your age in your school doing professional theater is what the program's all about, but it's what inspired me. I remember when they came to my school and put on a production of Billy Budd and the Bread Box, the Herman Melville story, and seeing people close to my age getting up and acting and performing. And that's another thing that really led me to being there, because seeing the reaction, seeing the show itself is a magical experience, I think, if I were to put a word to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will tell you too, the Berkshire Theater Group, Barrington Stage, they have their playwright program. When you see these young people be on the stage, and Kids for Harmony is another one, it builds self confidence in them. Look at this young man; he's not cocky. He's got self confidence. And he's the example of what the future of America's kiddos are going to be if we take the time to support these programs. You know, I can remember, and I'm sure many of my audiences, because you're my age, can remember when the budgets got tight, we cut band, we cut drama, but we never cut sports. The world's a big place. A lot of these kiddos, and Brendan probably knows some of them, the only reason they're at stay in school is for the theater or this program or what the other career programs. So I don't want to sound like I'm taking his time, but we have to support these things and the kids and the teachers in the programs. You know. How many, you might not know, this might be an unfair question, how many kiddos in the overall program, your program, this year?
And that's in the multimedia production program? Yeah. It's around, I think, the 30 number is where we're at right now. But it continues to grow every single year when we have more and more students. And I know some freshmen this year who are very excited to see this shop on their schedule for their week-long introduction to it. And then I know that they really want to eventually choose this one. The program grows every year. My first class started with 3, then went to 4, then to 5, and we ended up at 2. Right, me and my other friend Cody O'Neill, and he and I are the first senior class for this program, and it's been growing ever since. The 11th grade class is, I think, 11 students. The 10th grade class is 18. It just continues to grow. So
there's such a if you go on and you look, and you know, if you go on the various networks and stuff and look. For what are they hiring? Producers, you know, all these kind, and the technical skills that these kiddos get, these students, is unbelievable. It really is. I mean, they come in, when we go out there, they come in the studio and they're doing, it's like, oh, well, we're adjusting the thingamawalkie duckalock. Oh, okay, cool. I don't know what that was. But, it's a good program. All the programs at the Conic are solid, solid programs. And I know we talked about this in the first piece, but because it's a morning show, we're going to do it one more time, Brian, Brandon, before we run out of time. Tell them how it's split with academic, you know, for lack of a better term, shop and academic. Mm-hmm. This is as academic as it gets.
So the way the schedule is split at Taconic is a week on, week off schedule, like an A week and a B week. Right now, I am in shop for this week every single day for the full school day, the full 8 hours, I think. And I'm in school. I'm in this specific shop learning everything with the trade. But on the opposite week, I'm not in here at all. I'm in, go to 4 different classes throughout the day. I go to my history, my AP statistics course, my math, or my English, and then I'm also being a teaching assistant for a theater class, theater class this year.
And again, Taconic Theater program is terrific. I mean, we've been seen quite a few plays at Taconic. I remember.
Yeah, we.
On Cabaret. Did they do Cabaret? I think
not. Not in recent years.
You've been there, yeah. But we saw one, and we had seen a similar play in New York, and paid a lot of money for it. And honestly, I'm not lying to you. The Taconic play was better. And afterwards, we bumped into somebody locally that is an actor and stage and screen and all that, but vacations here, lives here part time. And he said that you saw it when all those people were basically tired of doing it. But, you know, I would say calling it in. Brendan, I'll tell you, as I said in the beginning, you're mature beyond your years. You take things seriously. It's been an honor and a privilege for me to have you on this show because... As I said, you are our future. You know, I'm at the last. I'm running into the index area of the book, but you're the future, and it makes me so happy to see all of you. Whenever I go out there, you're also professional, and committed to doing a good job, and that today means a lot to a lot of people. And I mean that very sincerely to you. I wish you the very best of luck. If ever I can do anything for you, never hesitate to use me as a reference.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And folks, I will tell you, if you ever have an opportunity to see any of the school plays, PHS play or Taconics, don't miss it. Don't miss it. And I'll end with this story. I had a young lady at the old Taconic come on, and she was in And she was telling a story about how she, and I've told the story on the air before, she was kind of a wallflower. She was very shy. And her friends convinced her to do some backstage stuff initially, just to get into the drama. And then they convinced her to take a non-speaking part. And then when she was a junior or senior, she took a speaking part. And I was interviewing her as a senior. And she openly said, and I don't want people to forget this, that because of the theater program at Taconic, she could come on that program and be interviewed. Because she said before that, when I came here as a freshman, there was no way that I could have ever come on this program. So that's what these programs do for kiddos. This young man is a shining example of what our future will be. Brendan, thank you so much. Folks.
Thank you.
And to Brendan, I always close with this. God bless. And remember, let's take care of each other. Because in this world, each other, that's all that we have. So today, rather than be a burden, lift someone's burdens. Maybe it's just a phone call. Who knows? Let somebody get ahead of you on the checkout line. You never know who's running. They're running what they're doing. I'll see you soon. Brendan, the best of everything, buddy.
Thank you.
You bet. And say hi to Mr. Showcat, Mr. Rob Dubay.
I shall.
You guys are fortunate to have both of them in that school, in that program, too. Bye, everybody. Thanks. See you soon. Thanks, Brendan. Say hi to Mom.
I shall. Thank you.